From the WDXE newsroom, this is the WDXE News Update. Casey Abel reports for HudsonValley360.com that some Greene County legislators have taken an interest in a project before the Catskill Planning Board. They are worried about a proposed battery storage site on Route 9W. John Farrell, County Director of Emergency Services, said at the February 7th Greene County Legislature meeting that he is concerned with possible fires and spoken with local emergency services officials, local fire departments, and the company in charge of the facility to prepare for fires or potential emergency calls at the site. Farrell said, and I quote, "I've spent the past month reviewing emergency plans for that location and had the opportunity to reach out to several different folks. First was New York State Homeland Security to talk about three accidents, and I then reached out to fire coordinators in the Hudson Valley region, Warren Hart, Deputy County Administration, and I met with Ed Dolan, First Assistant Chief of Catskill Fire Department, and Paul Rogers, co-founder from the Emergency Safety Response Group, and also Justin Adams of Elion," end quote. Greene County Legislator Michael Bulick, a Republican from Catskill, said, and I quote, "There's no putting the fire out. You just have to let it burn. And so you're only trying to suppress the smoke a little bit. Prevailing wind takes it right into the village of Catskill. We'll be smelling it right here," end quote. The Town of Catskill Planning Board looks at the proposal again at its meeting at 6:30 p.m. on February 27th. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that Christopher Douglas Finney, 32, of Hopewell Junction in Dutchess County, was arrested on February 8th on felony and misdemeanor charges related to his part in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Finney also faces misdemeanor charges of knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct in a Capitol building, act of physical violence in the Capitol grounds or buildings, and parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. Finney recorded himself that day saying, and I quote, "We're going to be going up to where they're... What's the building where they're doing the counting at?" End quote. Someone off the camera replied, and I quote, "The Capitol," end quote. And Finney continued, "We're going up to the Capitol. Eventually, we're going to storm the Capitol. They're not going to keep us out of there. We're going to make sure that this is done correct and that Donald Trump is still our president," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Molly Burke reports for the Times Union that the New York Civil Liberties Union sued New York State's Commission of Correction on February 2nd in the state Supreme Court in Albany after appealing their Freedom of Information Law request seeking records of investigation into physical and sexual assault complaints in New York County jails. The NYCLU wants the public records of how the commission handles incidents in county jails and the New York City Department of Corrections that involve physical assault or sexual abuse by facility staff. The group filed a Freedom of Information Law request with the commission in July 2022 for the records. The Commission of Corrections partially granted the request on September 2022, replying with a 10-page document called, and I quote, "Processing of Reportable Incidents," end quote, which came with redactions due to exemptions cited by the commission from the Freedom of Information Law. But the NYCLU claims that the commission did not provide, and I quote, "further elaboration," end quote, on why portions were redacted. The NYCLU is also suing to get the disciplinary records of dozens of law enforcement agencies, including the state police, dating back two decades. Anthony Jamel, the NYCLU Director of Detention Litigation, said that the commission, and I quote, "is required to investigate reports of staff violence against people behind bars in jails across New York. Yet the agency's pattern of secrecy leaves New Yorkers largely in the dark about what, if anything, results from those reports," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.